The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday. It's October the 18th. We're going to talk with Nanette Ward in just a second. But before we go to Nanette, I want to mention something that will be happening tomorrow. That is the CASA Show Me Giving Gala. And this is really a big event for Missouri CASA. It will be held tomorrow, Friday, October the 19th, at the Tiger Hotel in the evening. It's an important fundraiser. Anybody that's, if you're interested in attending the Missouri CASA Show Me Giving Gala tomorrow, Friday, October the 19th, Tiger Hotel, give them a call right now at 573-256-1445. Okay? They're waiting to hear from you, and this is an important fundraising for Missouri CASA. Now, I've got my friend Nanette Ward with us from the Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition. Good to have you here,
Thank
Nanette.
Thank you, Paul.
And anytime you're on, it just always amazes me the information that you pass along. And the fact that we do have human trafficking in Missouri,
in Columbia,
in Central Missouri, and in Columbia.
Yes. Yes, we do.
What do you want to talk about?
Well,
today,
I want to make sure people know that if they want education or an in-service, I was just speaking to some of your earlier folks leaving, please do send an email to help@stophumantraffickingmo.com. We would love to provide that education. So if you're hearing about it and think, really, this is in Missouri, what do I need to be aware of?
I know, because some people, when you talk about this, I mean, the first time you told me that we have human trafficking in Central Missouri, I found it very difficult to believe.
Yes.
And there may be some folks listening today. What? No, we don't have it here. That's big cities, Los Angeles, Chicago.
And if you can go back and you can look online, the Vox magazine, it was just August 30th issue, they did a feature on trafficking and a trafficking case right in Columbia, Missouri. So our Columbia Police Department officers interviewed, but also I'm so happy to say that a victim for the first time shared her story with media. So folks have got to look it up and read it. Again, August 30th issue of Vox magazine from the Missourian. She shared her story of her being trafficked right here in Columbia, and it was great to know that she had moved on to time in her life where she was able to share that.
And she felt safe enough.
Yes,
and she felt secure.
She's relocated to another state, but she really wanted to tell it because all along she wanted people to know this can happen. She was, you know, someone who was attending school here. She was a cheerleader. She was making good grades.
And so she didn't come from another country.
No, she was a Columbia.
She was a local Columbia person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, and actually...
So how did this happen to her?
Well, oftentimes our girls run away, and boys also, but more often we have our girls because they're more likely to be lured in by into prostitution by pimps. But if they're underage, it is a crime. We understand that, you know, there may be someone who's an adult and I guess you'd say working for themselves in prostitution. But if there is somebody controlling and pimping a girl who is under the age of 17, then it is human trafficking. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, under the age of 18. So if they're a minor, it's a criminal act, and it's federal law, state law. And even if the young girl might think, well, it's my boyfriend, or might think, well, you know, this is what I want to do. It's still against the law. Okay. And they're young, so, you know, what they've learned the hard way is that there's a lot of danger and a lot of abuse.
Give that email address again.
Help at stophumantraffickingmo.com. And the MO is for Missouri.
Okay.
We've had a lot of folks reach out to us from that. And we actually had a referral from someone in another part of Missouri recently. And we helped connect them to some folks, some support, and to law enforcement. So, but also we have an event coming up.
No more slaves?
No more slaves. And we have No More with M.O. and Caps from Missouri, because we don't want that here. But we have to realize we do have slaves, domestic-born, foreign-born, all ages, boys, girls, men, and women, right here in Missouri. So we want to invite people to a symposium. It's open to all folks to learn about human trafficking and to hear a dynamic speaker from Truckers Against Trafficking. It's $25, and that will include membership to our coalition. We'll have hors d'oeuvres and refreshments.
This is a community symposium.
At Parkade Center from 5 to 8 p.m.
Okay. This is Saturday, November the 3rd.
Yes, 5 to 8
p.m. Saturday, November 3rd, 5 to 8 p.m. It's called No More.
No more slaves.
But
emphasis on the M-O for Missouri. We want to make sure it's not here.
Okay.
We have the guest speaker to realize, you know, we're in between St. Louis and Kansas City. We have our own truck stops right nearby. We have one that's on a reality TV show.
Right.
There are forces among the trucking industry and the travel plaza industry that are joining up to fight against domestic sex trafficking. Because many of our U.S.-born
girls... So you're saying that the truck stop industries and the trucking industries...
Through this organization, Truckers Against Trafficking...
They are working to prevent this.
Yes, and being able to report it, watch for signs of it, have posters in the trucking plazas, have cards for the truckers to be able to pass to other truckers, say if you suspect someone is being victimized in trafficking, to call the 888-3737-888 number, which is a number for everybody. And they're mobilizing truckers and people who are working in travel plazas. So we want to begin with this event and begin our own outreach in this area to our truckers and our travel plazas to be aware that we have young girls who are being trafficked.
Do you feel, through what you have been doing over the past years, that awareness has risen enough that you're making progress?
I mentioned this article that it felt like we've reached kind of a tipping point. You know, in the beginning, every now and then we'd have people asking a question, sending an email. But now it just seems like every day there's a new call, a new email, people from other places in Missouri who are looking to find out information, who may be part of our email because nothing's going on in their part of Missouri, especially rural Missouri.
Yeah.
We're the next best thing to, rural Missouri. So,
and
yes.
The thing is, the more you talk about it, the more programs like this that you have access to, the better it is. Because you're getting the message out there.
And really what's empowering is to realize that the individuals who are listening, they are a significant part of fighting this crime. And to realize that we have girls and boys, men and women, U.S. born, domestic, who are being exploited right here. Could be next door, could be in our store. And we can make that phone call. We can get educated, be
phone
empowered.
Phone call, give us a
number. 888-3737-888 is the national hotline.
888-3737-888.
Yes.
Okay. Nanette Ward, thank you so much for coming by. Always a pleasure, but somewhat disturbing.
It is
talking
disturbing.
With you.
Okay. Thank you.
Our program, directed Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.